When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Is my shirt weird?
No, it's good.
Okay, because I can't tell.
Yeah, we both decided to wear collared shirts today.
Yeah, Alia actually copied me.
No, you actually copied me, but nobody's going to believe it. No,
why is it that nobody believes you when we talk about
because
clothes?
Because people always take your side on everything, and I'm kind of over it. People are always like taking your side on everything.
That's so. Not true, not always.
Yes, all the time.
You think
all the time, especially on the podcast, yeah.
I mean, where else? On YouTube, it's your YouTube. Nobody cares about me.
No, I was saying more in like real life.
Oh, in
like real? Even in real life when we're hanging out with our friends.
Yeah.
People always take your side over mine. Always. No. Actually, no, not always.
Not always, but most of the time because I'm just reasonable. You know, you'd be saying some.
No, but sometimes people be looking through. Like people choose my side sometimes too. But I think overall.
Yeah. Today's episode, we're talking about.
Something that I've gone through many, many times,
okay.
And it comes in waves as life goes on. We are talking about identity crises. I don't know if that's the plural, but like having an identity crisis.
And Alia, you've been dealing with that a lot since, I want to say like 2020. No, actually.
Since I started YouTube.
Since you started YouTube, you were like, who am I in real life? Who am I on the internet? But then again, can they be the same person? Do they have to be the same person?
I mean, they are the same person.
Now, obviously, they are the same person.
Being on the internet, putting myself on the internet made me more aware of myself.
Mm-hmm.
And made me also just consume so much more content of other people that are doing the same thing as me.
Okay.
And then ultimately, I end up comparing myself to other creators,
mm-hmm.
and start wondering if I want to be perceived like I perceive them. Should I start doing this and that so I seem more like this and that? And we'll get it.
I didn't understand that part.
So like
perceive them in as if
so
you
like
should
when
do-
you when you follow someone,
okay,
on Instagram,
okay,
and you might follow them for their fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Because their fashion speaks to their identity.
Or it could give me inspiration for my own thing.
Right. But let's say...
If you don't inspire me, it's hard for me to follow someone unless you're my friend or family. Other than that, I need to be inspired or I need to just like what... I need to like what you post.
Okay, yeah, but what I'm saying is like, could you appreciate someone's fashion sense that is not aligned with your fashion
Definitely.
Sense?
I follow, there's some girls even that I follow that I just like the aesthetics of their page maybe,
right.
Or it could be something that's just like, you know, this is a cool person, or like there's even a few people from the podcast that I follow.
Yeah, so.
You know?
But what I'm saying is, sometimes I've seen other creators,
mm-hmm.
that I appreciate like their identity that they've created of themselves online.
Mm-hmm.
And I perceive it in a certain way, whether they are like mysterious and they're like super like sexy girl, like you don't know who I am. Like
I don't follow anybody
blah, blah, blah,
like
blah.
That.
or they're like super wholesome and where they kind of always seem like they're about to go to the beach. And like there's so many nuances to like an identity, right?
Okay.
And because what happens in my brain, long story short, is I see a bunch of different types of people and perceive their identity in the way that they've curated it on of themselves. Like, you know, the way that I post certain things, it's like you choose what you share of yourself online to create this perception of yourself that isn't false, but it's not necessarily the whole picture.
And a lot of times, sometimes it could also be false.
Okay, but let's just assume that like there is truth, some truth, hopefully, in like what people share.
Hopefully.
And this is what I'm mostly talking about, specifically about fashion, but also like the messaging of fashion, because like the way someone chooses to dress aligns with a certain type of their identity. So like most of the time, you know how you say when you're walking on the street and you see a guy that wears a specific outfit that's very similar to yours, you say that I think I could be his friend simply because of what he wears.
Simply because of the specific things that they wear, I'm like, we're actually friends, but we don't know each other.
Yeah, but why is that?
Why is that? Because, you know, that's such a good question.
Because you associate that type of clothing and style with a certain identity, personality, like habits they might have, activities they might be into. So like the way you dress assimilates you with a certain type of lifestyle in a way that we don't sometimes realize.
That is so crazy. I never thought about that. What someone wears is something that I say that all the time. Like,
yeah, you said that like I said it the other day. We were walking on
like
the
you
street.
Could see someone and be like, you guys, like, that could be your friend, right?
I could tell just because of the way that he dresses that I could see you guys hang out. Yeah. And you actually probably could. That's the funny thing.
No, yeah, exactly. We totally could.
So that's what I mean when on Instagram, there's certain types of people that, like, based on what they wear, what they post, the kind of content they share, it creates this identity that we have kind of created these like connections that are unspoken that like once you see someone's identity online, it means more than just the pictures and the clothes they wear.
Yeah, it's a certain form of expression.
Yeah, that's like associated with activities. It's associated with like music they might listen to, types of like what they would do for fun. Like, do they go out? Yeah. Do they like to go to wine bars? Do they like to get hella drunk? I mean, obviously those are very like, obviously what you wear doesn't necessarily associate with, you know, whether or not you drink a lot, but you know what I mean.
I know exactly what you mean. If there's a party and I walk in by myself and I see two different type of guys, right? There's one guy who dresses a certain way, and then there's another guy who dresses kind of like how I dress. Like, I don't want to say, like, I mean, I feel like everyone kind of does their own thing, but there is like a direction of sense of style that you like, you know, I associate myself more with this kind of person. I'm gonna go talk to that person automatically, like, without knowing neither one of them, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and that actually happened before.
Yeah.
And you do that just naturally. I see this guy wearing like some, I don't know, like,
it's like Dickies or Carhartt or like just a nice pair of denim jeans that you can tell are vintage. And he's wearing like a white t-shirt or some type of like vintage tee under a sweater, but the t-shirt comes out underneath.
Oh my God.
It's like so specific, you know, and then he might have a hat on.
But it's very simple. But my thing is, it's very simple.
But it's also intentional.
Yes, it's intentional, but your style doesn't, you don't have to put some crazy shit together to say, ooh, that's a fit.
If anything, like those types of people are the types of people that you wouldn't necessarily gravitate towards. Like if a guy is like super fitted up. Like, he's super fitted up. Like, he's like,
If it's a lot, even though I could be friends with them, but,
and this is not, no judgment at all. I'm just saying, like, without talking to someone, just by the way someone dresses, you already assimilate certain things about them with the clothes they wear.
Yeah, if there's a guy who wears, like, who's a crazy fashion MF, right?
Yeah.
Who wears... Oh! Everything is like wild and different colors. Like, crazy, super big pants with like huge boots. That's like each piece
is exaggerated.
Is a statement.
And a statement.
I can't do each piece. I might wear one thing that's a statement. If that. So I'm just gonna go to the guy who's just more chill, like more like watered down a little bit.
Mm-hmm. More classic, more, like
just, yeah.
And
that's just off of just appearance, you know? I'm not saying one is better than the other, but...
But I would say it is very likely that the guy that you would gravitate towards simply because of his style, yeah, it's like what he dresses as. But again, it's also because you have... It's more likely that you will have more in common with that guy than the other guy.
Like if I see someone that dresses... And that kind of has like the skater vibe, mm-hmm. like 100% know that we could be friends.
Right.
You know, or someone, yeah, I don't know. It depends because then again, the crazy fashion MF could be like such a great guy that I might
It's not even like a good person or a bad person.
Yeah, no, I know what
you mean. In any way.
You're just talking about off of just like appearance.
Yeah. So to circle back, which I think is actually really interesting that we like assimilate, I do the same thing, but a little bit less.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, when it like how that translates on social media for me is that it causes me seeing so many different identities. I don't know why for me, I start to wonder, do I want to be a little bit like that? Do I want to give off a mysterious vibe? Do I want to give off a I only eat organic and I'm vegan vibe? Do I want to give off like...
I'm a workout girl.
I'm in my 30s and I go to wine bars with like my friends that I've had for years and I have this... Like for me, I don't know why I have such a clear picture of like someone's appearance choice equates into something else in their life. And... What makes our podcast so special is actually not us. It's you guys, our What's the Juice listeners. So we made you guys a song.
Adios, red, opinionated, and so passionate. Yoni is the blue, open-minded, and compassionate. Giving you a glimpse of their love and how they master it. Opposites attract, these might be your favorite magnet.
Now tell us that isn't the ultimate gift. You can also give someone you love an original song from Songfinch that was actually written just for them. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever. Whether your song is for Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or wedding, or you just want to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist. For a limited time, Songfinch is actually letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. So you can go to songfinch.com/WTJ and start your song. After your purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free. That's a $50 value. Again, our URL is songfinch.com/WTJ, and don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/WTJ. It's like stupid shit that I don't even know if it's...
What's an example? Because I'm trying to
An example is I wish that I could like show pictures because then I could show you a person and the way they dress and I would tell you what I think that that person is like and what they do and the types of activities
you
that they have.
You don't know what someone is like just based off of like what they're wearing.
But I don't know why I feel like my instincts would be true. In terms of based on what someone is wearing and how they choose to express themselves on the outside will be associated with a type of lifestyle that they have.
Hmm.
You know?
Okay. No, I can see that. I can see that, definitely.
I don't know why I'm sure that I'm not, like if I actually try to test this theory out and start talking to people and see if they align with what I had in my head from just what they look like on the outside. I don't know if that's true. And I'm not talking about like their personality.
Yeah.
I'm talking about like the types of things they do
yeah.
for fun, the type of like how, what does their apartment look like?
You know, like because, what kind of furniture do they have?
What kind of music do they listen to? You know, like yeah. all those things, somehow they end up being blended together where like it fits, the glove fits. Like if you're the type of person that wears Birkenstocks, but with what type of pants, and what are your nails look like? Do you have long nails? Do you have short nails? Do you wear like this type of shoe or that type of shoe? Do you have, you know, like, anyways. So I don't know why for me, I get very influenced online. And when I see all these different types of people, and especially girls, I start doubting my own identity because their identity is so strong. And I start just, it's this weird thing where like, just because I like them, I feel like I have to start being like them to like myself, or like to think that I'm as interesting as them.
You know, it's so crazy how my brain doesn't go there at all.
I don't know why mine does.
I see a million people. I see a million people every day online, on the internet, whatever. But I never once thought to myself, like, damn, this guy's outfit is like really, really nice. I want to dress like him, or I want to get the same piece, or because I'm just so set in what I like. And it's very specific. It's very simple.
But let's say not fashion. Let's say you follow a guy that the fashion stuff is already aligned with yours.
Okay.
But the things that they post on their stories.
Okay.
They...
So you're talking about like mysterious or colorful?
Yeah. All or like, dark, let's say, let's say like they go on runs all the time. Like, yeah, he's like, he runs.
Yeah.
And he's really into running. He goes to like a run club. But then on the weekend, let's say he posts a lot on his stories.
Yeah.
He's like hanging out with friends, like drinking beer, going here, going there. And like his stories are very fun, like very nicely captured and blah, 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 which you already do anyways. But I'm trying to like think of an example, but
whatever example you're going to come up with
doesn't
mean anything to me. Because that guy's just living his life and I'm living my own. And people may look at my Instagram and be like, ooh, Yoni has a certain aesthetic. What I don't even think about. I just post the most random shit on my story. And then on my Instagram, it's kind of like a mix of photography and my personal life. Like, I don't... But I will say, I used to have a phase. Now, nobody who's following me now since the podcast knows about this.
Do I know about this?
Yeah, Yoni Vision.
Oh, yeah.
Way before WTJ, I used to be the most mysterious... Never shows his face.
Well, photographer.
Photographer. I wasn't, like, my photos were all, like...
Dark
and...
Contrasted.
Yeah, exactly. And...
And that was your style as an artist.
Yes. And I liked it. I loved it.
Yeah.
But I had to retire Yoni Vision. And the day I changed it to Yoni Ikoto... I feel like that was like my next step into like a new phase of like, okay, I want to be more open. I want to be, and that's when also the podcast started.
Yes.
And
your photography changed so much since then.
Oh yeah, it did.
So much.
And, but just like as myself, as a personality, like on my story, like I wanted to post more and just be more open. And even just like starting the podcast, that was so vulnerable for me because you go from being like, ooh, mysterious guy to like this podcast personality, which it's like total, it's like 180.
Yeah. And I think the nature of being a photographer and like an artist, your art is front. Like your art is like your main thing. And the artist is second in a way, you know, versus like the podcast, you're first and on our podcast, like we make the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was an interesting transition. But, and then also at the time, I used to listen to a lot of like Party Next Door, which by the way, just came out with an album. I'm going to listen to it tonight.
Oh, recently?
It's really, really good. Yeah.
Okay.
Listen
to a lot of, what's his name?
Black.
Our guy. Yeah.
Yeah. Black. If you don't know who Black is, it's actually spelled 6 lakh.
Like the number 6 and then LACK.
So anyway, so a lot of like moody music.
Mm-hmm.
It went, and when you look at my photography back then and the music I listened to, it's like one
thing. It aligns. Yeah. But now I feel like your music's taste has...
It changed.
Has expanded and nuanced a lot more. It's more complex. It has more like pockets of different kinds. The music that someone listens to also like... Because what makes someone's identity?
What makes someone's identity, I think, is the music they listen to,
mm-hmm.
what they wear, how they speak. And
I think the, like,
I feel like I'm missing like a big,
I think, thing. Like how they choose to spend their time is a big one. Like what they do for fun, what they consider, what they prioritize in their life as an adult, aside from, you know, going to work, whatever that is. I don't want to say that depends on everybody, but I would say like your work has something to do with your identity more or not less, always, depending on always. Who you are. I feel like for me and for you, it does. What we do for work greatly affects our identity. And I would consider it as a big part of like who I am.
Yeah.
In a proud way. But then there's other people that might have, like, you know, they just go do the job that they do, but they're not going to claim that as part of their identity.
No, I think to most people. Yeah, I think to most people, that's just what pays my bill. And after work, I'm into graffiti, I'm into breakdancing. But when I show up to work, you have no idea what I do for a living.
Yeah.
Like, you have no idea what I do outside of work. This is just clocking in, clocking out, and then I just wild out. You have no, and I think that's also pretty cool too.
Like, yeah.
We all have bills to pay, and then you go home, then you just do what you do.
But I feel like activity, you know, you get what I'm saying by that? It's like how you choose to spend your time. Like, are you the type of person that really enjoys like going to like new restaurants or trying out new like food spots? Are you someone that cares to go to a wine bar, or are you cool to just go to whatever bar that just serves like beer in a in a solo cup?
Or are you a guy who just loves to grocery shop and cook at home?
Right, true. Exactly.
Putting some fire shit together.
Yeah. Are you a person that likes to just like always be out and about, like in the streets? Are you more of a homebody? Are you someone that works out or not? Are you somebody that
loves to go to the movies or not?
Yeah, true. Yeah. And there's so many activities. Like, do you play tennis?
I think identity.
Do you play basketball?
So the three main things that makes up an identity for someone, what do you think? Like, what would you say it is?
I don't know if there's three main things. I mean, the way someone expresses themselves on the outside, like the way that you choose to like have your hair, have your, I don't know why, for some reason, I think so many, without even realizing ourselves, we start dressing according to certain things in our lives.
I don't know if that's true.
Like
the way I dress, what happened in my life for my style to...
No, nothing has to happen in your life, but like you align with certain values, certain things that you like to do. You're an artist.
I think if you live in New York, you dress differently. Like you adapt, if you care about that, if you care. Because like I always say, and you always get on me for saying, there's some people listening who just want to wear a t-shirt and some pants.
I mean, yeah, they might.
Yeah. All right. So I have to admit, I got to be honest. Since 2020... I think you've had a lot of different phases. And it goes from outfits to a kind of shoe that you like, and then hair, especially because hair is a big part, I would say, of your personality.
Have you ever seen me make any other types of changes other than like appearance?
No.
Which, I mean, I think those are like those are the easiest ones.
Those are the only ones people could see and notice.
I mean, true, but like, I would say even like
communication
of,
style.
No, in terms of like things that I want to get into, activities.
Oh my god, yes. And I'm gonna list all of them right now. Okay,
really? Because I actually have no idea. I was just thinking like the appearance ones. If you've watched me on YouTube, you have seen them.
You've seen it all. One day, Alia just decided out of nowhere, you know what? I'm just gonna cut my hair.
Oh, and those were early days.
Yeah, she cut her hair like right. Like chin level.
Yeah. So my hair was exactly as long as it is right now, if not a little bit longer. So it was like pretty long.
It was a little bit longer. And you just, what made you do that? Let's get it's like into specifics.
So that was during COVID.
Okay.
And the reason why I wanted to cut it is because I kept seeing a bunch of girls on my Pinterest with short hair.
And I'm gonna insert a photo right here so you see exactly what it looked like.
But I also got the idea to get bangs too. Not just why make just one drastic change? How about we make two drastic changes at the same time? So I decided to get a haircut all the way down to my chin and get bangs. But the thing is, like, to the person that I went to like cut my hair, she wasn't like a super like, she was a traditionally
I think it was cut pretty good. It just didn't fit you.
No, because I had to go back because the way she cut it, like from my type of hair, my hair like started to like flip weird. Like the ends were like, the hair itself is not thick. It's just I have a lot of hair.
You wanted your hair to be like
I wanted my hair to be like straight, flat, and maybe kind of wavy, like, curl like under my ear. Like if I go like this, it's like right under my ear, you know. Yeah. And sometimes I still get the temptation because that's the thing for me. I see other girls with different stylistic choices, and I like it on them so much, and I like what it says to me about them when they have short hair.
And you think that it's going to say the same thing about to other people.
Me. Yeah, if I have that hair. And
the moment you got in the car, you called me and you said, babe.
After my haircut.
Yes, she gets the haircut.
Well, it's so funny. I have footage of my reaction from the haircut because had this on video. Because also another thing was everybody was cutting their hair during quarantine. Everybody was cutting their
hair.
And
I started to grow my hair.
Yeah, that's when Yoni started to grow his hair from like short. And I decided that I was going to cut my hair and make it into a video because those videos were trending at the time. And it's actually one of the first videos that like outperformed the other ones. Like I think it was the first one that got like in 1,000 views or something.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like a little bit of strategy with the video. But then I also had just been thinking about cutting my hair.
You just sacrificed
your hair. Never had hair that short before. I've always had long hair. And I was like, what if I look really good with it? Well, I didn't. I look like Dora the Explorer.
I don't think it looked really, really bad.
I think I should have just done it with no bangs.
After a while, it started to look better. But the initial reaction from the very beginning, I'll never forget. The moment you get in the car, you're like, babe, I really fucked up.
But it's because they've got the bangs too. And the way she
cut my bangs. You should have like just eased into it, you know?
Yeah. I don't know why I felt like I had to go
so. You were so confident as if like you knew how you would look. So anyway, so that was phase one.
Yeah.
Phase two, the hair grew back. She was very patient with that. You know, the amount of battles she had at home getting ready. Because your hair also now, you have to think about like what you're going to wear. Like certain outfits didn't even look right with that hair.
And I just think, like, for me, since I'm shorter and I don't know, I think maybe I'll have
short... You couldn't do a ponytail?
Yeah, I think when I'm going to have kids and when I'm going to be a mom and I will just look a little bit older, like my features and my face, I think a short haircut would work on me. But I think when I got it cut then... And I mean, I don't look that much different now, but I think then I still like looked really young. And I think it made me look even younger.
You know what I think?
And I didn't like
that. I just had like a flash, like an image flash before my eyes.
Okay.
When you're a mom, whenever that'll be, short hair, and I'm talking about like a buzz cut, I think you, I think you look really good with that for some reason.
No, I don't think so. At all. Like no, like bald?
Yeah, like Amber Rose bald.
No.
I think that'll look good on you.
I don't know why. I already have a big forehead. Then my forehead will just be...
All the pretty girls got big foreheads. It's okay.
No, I will never do that. Okay. I would want to try like short hair again. But the thing is...
Just try like shorter.
No. You know how like annoying it would be to grow that hair out?
Yeah,
it would be. If I decide... Oh, that would be a crazy, crazy change.
So we got the short hair. And then we got the blonde era.
Yes, and then...
But I feel like there was something before the blonde era. No, I think
you for a while... Well, between like the short hair and the blonde era, I was really... I started getting my nails done.
Alia used... When I first met her, she used to hate... nails.
I used to be like, oh my god, you get your nails done, like you can do it yourself.
Exactly. She used to talk all the shit about the girls who, you know,
who's would like their spend nails the done. Money on their nails,
and now she's one of those. So that's like an evolution, right? This we're gonna do like a little Alia evolution.
But see, just a girl that doesn't get normal. Her nails done at a salon and does it herself at home says something about that girl versus like a girl that goes gets her nails done.
What does it say?
I don't know, but I feel like it says something. Girls, if you're in the comments right now, if you're listening to this, like tell me. If you're a girl that has nail polish that is chipped, says something about you, like that's a conscious decision.
Oh yeah, no, it's a whole aesthetic.
Yeah. That I personally don't like. I'm just going to say that.
You already said it.
But if you are someone that gets like super long nails, or if you're someone that gets, you know, like super designy nails, mm-hmm. I don't know. I just think
everybody's into their own shit.
I love everybody being into their own shit.
No, I get
But I think like stylistic choices about someone's appearance says
a lot about them.
A lot about them, in the sense that, like, if then I start to get to know this person, mm-hmm. it's very, I feel like in previous experience, the music that they ended up telling me that they're into made sense. Mm. The activities that they told me they were into made sense. The type of people they hung out with, the type of things they like to do, what they valued in their own lifestyle made sense. Hmm. I don't know.
Okay.
It aligned with what I expected.
So we got the nails, and then we got the blonde era.
Yeah. And then there was some time there where I was very heavily influenced by like Instagram trends. Not that I am not anymore.
Oh, yeah. I remember
that. But I was like buying hella shit that I didn't
remember actually... the rings? Remember the rings you like?
Oh, yeah.
The little, like...
They were like chunky.
Chunky.
Colorful.
It almost looked like a toy.
Yeah. It looked like Play-Doh. Like someone made it out of like a plastelina.
I remember that. Yeah. I remember that exactly.
You guys definitely know if you were on Instagram in like 2021.
I have,
you know,
all exactly these photos. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what? That was a nice, colorful time.
Yeah, but I was so colorful then. I was really into the colorful girls.
Yeah, yeah.
But that didn't come from me. That came from my phone. That came from...
But it fit you though. At the time it fit you, but I feel like you liked it. I feel like you liked it. But
that's the thing where I feel like it's very hard to differentiate on whether did I like it,
or is it trendy?
Did I just see it all the time and was it trendy?
Ooh.
And I just needed it.
Should we call this episode "Do You Like It or Is It Trendy"?
Well, no, because that's not what the episode is about.
No, it's such a good title.
So after that phase, then we went into the blonde phase, where for some reason I just really wanted to be blonde.
The blonde phase
really was... wanted to be blonde. I felt like being a...
But I mean, like blonde. Like if you look at the yellow, Google the color yellow. That's how blonde you were.
It wasn't yellow.
Okay, it was like, what's the color between yellowing and silver? Like,
I don't know, platinum. I don't know. It was bleach. It was like a bleach blonde.
Babe, it was yellow. I have a picture of it. I have a yellow picture.
Okay,
of it.
But when you say it's yellow, it looks like yellow, like the stickers behind you.
Or like the sticker on the mic.
Yeah, like mic. It wasn't. This no. is that kind of orangey.
No, it wasn't like that.
But anyways, I mean, I was on the podcast with that hair, yeah. So if you guys know. Anyways, I just really wanted to be blonde, and I was determined that I was going to be bleach blonde. And as soon as I actually, my whole head was bleach blonde, mm-hmm. I regretted it.
Oh my God,
yo. But I had to go through that. I had to experience that to find myself again. I had to have that
you
type
have to
of
experiment.
Like identity confusion.
No, exactly. And that's totally fine.
To
you know?
Figure out how I feel really good and really proud that I have brunette hair.
Exactly.
And really,
and now you appreciate it like more than ever before.
Yeah.
But I will say, on your way back to being a brunette, I did like the stage between the blonde and brunette. I think it looked really nice.
Like before I was fully bleach blonde, or like after I was bleach blonde, I like dimmed it down a little bit and then I went back to brunette.
Exactly. That middle area right there. Okay. I think that looked really nice.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I like... And also another thing about the blonde thing, and I want to get into this just a little bit, because blonde Alia didn't fit your personality.
Yeah.
Okay,
so say, what does that mean?
No, it means that when you were blonde,
mm-hmm.
it just, for some reason, it didn't fit your personality at all. Like, I feel like you're very strong opinionated and...
Careful what you say now.
No, and it's not like a bad thing, you know what I mean? And... Not that blonde girls.
Well, that's
are,
what I mean.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, so what should I say? Blonde
no,
people?
No. Not that blonde girls are not strong, like have strong opinions, but I'm just saying, like, you specifically, you need to have dark features.
Yeah.
And just being a brunette and having dark hair just fits your personality more.
I mean, yeah, because that's what naturally I have too.
Exactly. So I wasn't trying to come at anybody who's blonde.
I know.
But I feel like you get what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, and I totally agree.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was about wanting to be blonde. I think it's just a cool experiment to see what I would look like blonde.
Wait, did was Kim Kardashian blonde around that time? Like, who? Be honest. Maybe. Who was the person? Because it's always one thing that you
might
see.
Might have been like Emma Chamberlain. Because maybe she was blonde at the time. But I was blonde. Like, from when when I started to be blonde to when I went back to be brunette, I think it was like almost 2 years. Mm. Like, a year and a half. You know? But I think it might have been her. But she was blonde like a few times before. I don't know. It was just always something that I wanted to try. I wanted like a change. And it was fun at first.
But I like that about you, that you're not scared to just like try something. Well, no, we're not talking about me right now. But
no, we can talk about you.
Well, let's finish your thing.
Well, I mean, okay. So basically, to like wrap it up in a nice little bow, I had to go through that experience of identity confusion, because I really think, and I felt it deeply, because I made myself so different from who I am naturally, I realized how I am, like how I'm really not a blonde. Yeah. And every time I looked in the mirror, it was like a shock.
It was a shock to
me
too.
It like something didn't make sense.
Yeah, to me too. It felt like I had like a new girlfriend for some reason.
It looked weird and it felt weird. And it just, I don't know, it didn't fit. And I had to experience that and that weird, uncomfortable, like dissociative feeling when I'm looking in the mirror to realize that I need to like stay true to what I really like and what I really appreciate about myself naturally.
And how are you today? Like, where are you today with your identity?
I think I am more myself than I've ever been. And I doubt myself a lot less in terms of just, for me, like clothing and self-expression, like on the outside is really big because also the nature of my job. Mm-hmm. But then, and the nature of my job, putting myself on the internet all the time, forces me to always watch myself, evaluate myself as a viewer, editing my videos, editing the podcast, from like what I wear and how I look like, but also lifestyle. Mm-hmm. You know, I see other creators that are like, they read a lot. And then in their videos, they have cute scenes of them reading, or they paint, or they run, or they go to Pilates, or they, you know, hang out with friends on the sidewalk drinking wine, or random shit like that. Mm-hmm. And all those things sound lovely, but I don't naturally do them mm-hmm. for different reasons. But I'm constantly, when it comes to like that part of myself, in terms of videos and creating stuff, I do still go through the identity confusion a little bit, because I always try to experiment.
But I think it's normal. You know, I feel like identity confusion is not a bad thing. Even though it comes off like something's wrong.
Yeah. Like identity confusion. Or like I need to change, or I need to do something different.
Or like you need to decide. But it's okay. Yeah. And also, it's okay to be like, multiple things at the same time.
Yeah, but it's about the fact that I actually have to post about what I like and what I do. So when I was like, now when I started running and I'm training for this half marathon, but even after that, like I really genuinely like running, like I never have before. Mm-hmm. So because I make content about my life, now I'm like, okay, so I'm gonna make some running content, but can I also still make fashion content? Can I also still make cooking content? Can I also still make whatever other type of, you know, content? Like,
the answer is yes, you can, right?
I mean, yes, I can, but like, is that going to be successful? Who am I online? Because it's so, there's other people that I meet, they're like, oh yeah, I'm a fashion creator. And it's like, all they talk about and all they share is fashion.
Do you kind of wish you had that answer?
Yeah. Because saying I'm a lifestyle content creator sounds, you feel so like people like, don't what know. Are you like, what are you doing? Mm. And it's like, I share literally everything about myself that I enjoy.
Yeah.
If I go to a restaurant and I really liked it, I'll make a video that I went to that restaurant or whatever. If I'm into running, I'll do a running thing.
That's also a specific niche that some people can't pull off. You know, you can't do you can't show these different things, and you're good at that. Some people can't make like a cooking video and a running video and a vlog and a fashion video. Like, their audience, I feel like your audience, they just like.
But I don't know if it's actually working though. Well, I mean, and I don't know, this is like a whole different topic just about like what I do. But because of all of that that happens just in my work, it seeps into just my everyday life a little bit more. Mm-hmm. But in real life, I would say in terms of like the clothes that I wear, mm-hmm. the activities that I do, the habits, the values, the like, I'm not fantasizing that I want to be like a mysterious, like sexy girl online. That's yeah. just not me.
Yeah. So if YouTube, social media wasn't your job, what would you wear and how would you dress yourself? If online personality was not a thing for you, like, what, like, who would you be?
I think I would like definitely buy less clothes because
what kind of clothes would you have?
It's hard to say because like now the clothes that I wear, the clothes that I choose to purchase and dress myself in are genuinely clothes that I feel like represent my personality, what I like to do the most, mm-hmm. you know, versus before I used to. I don't know. I used to like just see something on someone else and automatically assume like just because I like it on them, that means like I will like it on myself.
Yeah.
You know, it's not this weird thing.
Yeah.
But so it's hard to say.
Yeah.
But so let's talk about you because I feel like you.
Mine's going to be very short.
You haven't really like dealt with this. And I don't know if it's maybe because you're a guy or maybe because you are just you.
I think it's just because I'm me.
Yeah.
I love clothes, but I don't take it as seriously. Like I have, I don't know, like I don't want to say that I don't take it seriously. I just know what I like. And it's like a specific type of pant, specific type of t-shirt. It's both very simple. And you know, my thing is more like.
What about not fashion wise? What about like. Lifestyle things that maybe you feel like, oh, I want to be more into running.
I don't.
Or I don't know, like I want to get into playing more tennis.
I want to find people I can play tennis with. I have people I can play basketball with and soccer. Those are the three activities I love the most, right?
Yeah.
Photography, taking photos, I do that every day.
Yeah.
Okay. And so I don't know. Like, what are you asking? Is there like a specific question? Because I feel like
I'm trying to say like,
my job is not to.
What about when you see a guy do like on your Instagram, you see a guy do a really like nice fit check or really nice like outfit video. Don't you see that? And you're like, damn, I wish like I would get myself to do that.
Sometimes that crosses my mind, but deep, if I have to be honest, it's just not me.
Expand more, like what's not you?
I'm not the fit check guy on Instagram, even though like,
what about it don't you like?
No, like first of all, my outfits are not even fit check worthy.
That's debatable.
They're very simple. It's like, it's almost like a body language and, a certain way you carry yourself with very simple clothing that makes the outfit looks kind of just, I don't know how to explain it. Like I would wear blue jeans, Doc Martens, and a white t-shirt.
But why is that not fit check worthy?
I don't know, because all the fit checks I see have like, I have this from this brand and I have this from this brand.
Okay,
and
yeah,
it's
but
cool and I don't I have those things.
I also see like some very simple like, classic. It's like a pair of pants, a shoe, and a shirt.
Yeah, I don't know. Naturally, to me, I did one fit check where I actually didn't show the outfit. It's just like me putting the camera there and never showing the.
So, but that's what I mean in terms of like, do you ever see certain things online that not that they make you doubt yourself, but that they make you want to experiment with what you saw on that video in your own life?
The only thing is photography reels.
Okay.
But nothing else, because the way I take in content.
Like what about like making videos?
Making videos
like
about.
When you see like a guy make like a cool like day in the life.
Oh yeah, that's the only thing other than like making photography reels and doing, just talking to the camera like a vlog style, like we talked about before.
Like a day in the life in New York City, from like waking up to like doing this to whatever.
But that's not. But that's just something that I didn't see that from like Instagram, or I don't even know that many like guy YouTubers who do day in the life. There's maybe like a few that I know, but I would say that's one thing that I don't do, that whenever time will let me and whenever there's like some free time, I would love to do just like a vlog channel of just like...
Oh, I'm talking about just like one video, like not like a whole committing.
Oh, no. I would do that if I have time, you know, but it's like that's one thing I kind of like wish there was like almost more days in the week so I could add another thing to do.
But
like one video day in a life. I mean if you do one, people will be like, okay, can I get another one?
I mean, yeah.
You don't do one day in a life and then like, is that your only? I don't know.
You got to start somewhere. But I do think, I don't know. I mean, that question is also very specific to like someone who posts on social media. But
I post a lot.
Yeah. But in terms of like your real life, I guess you're very content with like how you are and where you are now. In terms of like, you're very confident in like how you present yourself.
Yeah.
How you're good, you're set, you have no doubt about it.
No doubt.
Versus at all. I'm still kind of finding my footing, because I feel like there's just I get to see so many different types of people.
But what is it about when you see something, it touches you?
I see
so many. We see the same shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, cool, nice outfit, bro. And I never thought about like, damn, should I? Maybe he's doing something that I'm not doing. No, because I'm doing something that he's not doing.
No, but it's not necessarily that like they're doing something that I'm not doing.
Or they're wearing something that you're like, damn, I like this. I like how she has her sweater. She actually doesn't wear it. She just has it like
on her
head.
Okay.
You know? And I feel like that's something, I don't know.
Or I like the fact that she wears these types of clothes, but also is like really into wine, and she talks a lot about wine, but then she loves going on like ski trips. And I just...
But that's just activity, babe.
Yeah, but activities touch into identity and personality. And I feel like I want to be a girl that is like into this and into this. And
so you...
certain things say so much about someone.
I feel like there's a lot... the things that you do that say a lot about you, but you are that person, you are the main character in your own movie, and you don't see those things.
Yeah, I don't at all.
And the audience sees that.
Yeah, I really don't know why when I see things, they like, not always, because I see plenty of things that I'm like, I don't really like that, but it has to be things that already kind of work within me. Like if I see someone who, you know, I see like a woman who's in her 30s, maybe she has a kid, and like the way she dresses, I'm like, I want to aspire towards like that direction, where like she wears a lot more things like this and things like that. And she has this certain type of mature woman allure to her that I want to encompass, that I feel like I haven't yet. Or I don't know.
Yeah. No, I understand. It even comes down to, I mean, do you like to wear colorful clothing?
Like, not really.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I tried, remember that green shirt that I had used to hate? The green shirt and the yellow like Carhartt shirt.
Green.
Yeah. That was my time when I was trying to like really get into like the more just like colorful shit.
Yeah.
But if you look at my closet right now, everything is either black, white, gray, or blue. That's it. I never owned a piece of clothing that was red. I don't even like the red underwear that I have. I don't like when that's the last one I gotta wear. I'm like, yo, I don't want to wear this shit.
I don't know why I really want to wear red, but every time I put any piece of clothing, but especially like a red shirt on, I always feel like it's this weird, of course you're gonna wear red because you have black hair.
I never thought about that. Because maybe it's a girl's thing.
If you have black hair and like dark features, you'll wear red. It makes me think of like Italian.
And who's
saying? Spanish. It makes me think I don't know.
And who's saying, of course you're going to wear it? Who's that person?
I have no idea.
I feel like that's you.
But when I wear red, I feel like it puts on a costume of like a brunette with red shirt. Because I associate it with the obvious, because usually I see red, I'm thinking again, as I said, like Italian,
okay,
Spanish.
But those are just, I guess those colors are more associated with those cultures, which is fine. It looks great.
Yeah, but then those people, I feel like there's a lot of people in those countries that have black hair and dark features. Mm-hmm. A lot, like there's many people that think I am like Spanish or I speak Spanish or whatever. Yeah. And I think it's the obvious association to my skin and features and hair to wear the color red. So that's why every time I put it on, it gives me this ick.
Damn.
It's very weird.
It gives you an ick?
It gives me an ick on myself.
You have this really nice red shirt that I like.
That I just got recently?
Yeah. No, it was like an older sweater you had.
I still have it.
Yeah, it's very nice.
I feel like I was going to say something and I forgot.
Yeah.
But anyways,
yeah.
Hopefully this was interesting.
I think it was, and I feel like a lot of people. Okay, go ahead before you forget again.
I was going to talk about music.
Okay,
and I was going to
talk about music already.
No, but how another thing, because I think we keep talking about clothing, but I think for me, like music, I've come to. Before, I was a little bit, not ashamed, but I was a little bit reluctant whenever somebody asked me what type of music you listen to, mm-hmm. for two reasons. One is because I genuinely just don't listen to music that often.
Yeah.
Like, compared to you. I don't know. I feel like nowadays, the way that I get my new music, like, the way that I hear new songs that are out is through Instagram, whatever is popular.
Damn, really?
Yeah, like news, but I'm talking about like viral songs.
Oh,
whether it's Doja Cat, whether it's whoever, like those people.
Yeah, wow.
You know, okay. But then even like new Kendrick or J. Cole or different things like that, I hear through there too. But I'm not like on Spotify.
I feel like you know new music through like what I tell you.
Yeah, through what you tell me.
Like such and such dropped, let's listen.
But then I just don't really listen to music like I have headphones, except if I'm walking outside. But usually if I'm walking outside, I listen to what Spotify
gives
me.
Yeah.
And most of the time, I'm not paying attention to the artist. I'm not paying attention to the song name or anything.
Really?
Because I trust, like Spotify's algorithm is so on point with recommending me shit.
But you
that
don't
I
care
like.
Who the artist is? When I listen, we consume music very differently.
Very differently.
When an album comes out, I listen to from song 1 to 20. I take time to do that, right?
But these are artists I've never heard about in my life.
Okay, which is fine. But let's say I'm having one of those spontaneous days on Spotify and I'm just like, you know what? Let me just go on a playlist and just listen to anything that comes up, right?
Okay, what's the playlist? Like a Spotify playlist?
Yeah, Spotify playlist, okay. Right? And then a bunch of random songs, and I like to listen. Now I'm really into like different bands with like cool names, like, I wish I had like a few names, but this is just an example, right? But a group name might be Bad Shoelaces.
Okay.
Like something like that, right? There's actually a band with shoes that I can't think of. But anyways.
Are bands coming back?
I think they've been, but I just haven't like really
I mean, not that they ever went away, but.
Yeah. So if let's say my phone is in my pocket, I don't see what song it is. And then I hear a song and I'm like, man, this song is really good. I go to the artist. First of all, I want to know what it's called. So I save the song, right?
Mm-hmm.
I save it. And then I add it like to my own playlist or whatever. And then I go to that artist. I go to the latest album and I add the whole album without listening to it. Because if they're capable of making a song this good that I want to add it to my own playlist,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, they probably make other good songs if you make a song like this, right?
But what do you do with that information? So you have this artist.
Okay. And now whenever I have time, I just listen to their latest album. And I love consuming music that way.
Okay, and then after that, you follow the artist on Spotify or what?
No, I don't follow the artist on Spotify. After that, if I really like the album, I read like where they're from. I love song titles. Like I don't know, I'm like very specific.
I don't know song titles at all. Like when now it's just because I think I've gotten used to like Spotify knows me so well and the type of music that I'm listening to that now they do these like they make a playlist for you like several periods throughout the day. So it's like in the morning it's called the day list. Mm-hmm. So in the morning I have like my day list can be I actually listened to it on my run today when I went on a run. It was like it was like house kind of music but like jazzy and also kind of I ended up running to it. It was like very like sped up and hypey vibes, but it was house. Mm. Which is
love house music.
So yeah. But I could not, and there are some songs that I heard on that playlist that I had heard before. I have no idea who it is.
But what if you want to go back to that song? What if you want to go back and be like, you know, that song was really nice.
I just
like,
don't put in the effort. I don't know why. God. Because I just trust
that. No, I can't trust. But like, what if I never heard the song again? The moment I hear a song, I'm like, pause everything.
Okay, I was doing my run, so I wasn't going to like pause my run and look at what the song was in that specific moment.
Knowing me, I'll probably stop running.
There were some really fire songs on there. But then, right when I went to like do a return earlier before we started recording, my day list updated to, it was like lo-fi, jazzy, blah, 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 whatever. And it fit perfectly to the vibe that I was trying to walk outside.
Yeah, you have such a cute relationship with your Spotify.
I do. I really, Spotify is, comes through for me. Yeah. And because of that, I simply have, it just knows my different tastes so well. So basically what I was trying to say is that because I just don't listen to music in a more traditional sense like that, where someone asked me like, what type of music do you listen to? It's kind of hard for me to answer because when I go on my Spotify, I don't like search up a specific artist. I don't search up a specific genre. So when Spotify has different types of shit for me. And I, based on what it tells me there, I'm like, oh yeah, I feel like that. It could be jazzy. It could be old school. Like soul.
So when a new album comes out, you have zero interest from an artist that you appreciate. You're not gonna listen to the album.
But the thing is, how do I know they have a new album?
It just pops up. Like, don't you have like a new Beyonce album?
I mean, yeah, but these are big people.
Yo, by the way, speaking of music, Taylor Swift, 1.5 million.
No, you said billion.
No. Sorry, it was wrong. That was billion streams.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about like people bought the album. You can buy albums.
Where?
On Apple.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. There's people who buy music.
Why?
Yeah. So there's 1.5 million people who bought her album, like units sold. And then 700,000 of that 1.5, so like a little bit less than half, were physical vinyls of Taylor Swift's new album.
I swear those people don't actually have a vinyl player.
I think that's just like to have it.
Yeah.
And Taylor Swift music is not for me. Mm-mm. But clearly she's for a lot of people. And
you know, I have so many opinions about this.
And I think it's so cool. Like all the Swifties listening, listen, don't come at me because I understand you. If you like something so much. And I appreciate people who are into something like, it doesn't even have to be music. It could be like, I'm really into like car toys. Like something very random, like just a geek over like something specific. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it's different where it's become this group mentality.
Uh-oh. Swifties, get ready for Allie. Go ahead.
But it's not just Swifties. For me, it's any type of fandom for one singular person where people become blind to anything that person does.
Yeah.
And whatever they do, even if it's put out music, outfit they wear, place they go to eat, photo they take, like anything this person does, even if they go and they take a in the bathroom. It's the most amazing thing we've all ever seen.
No,
I do not at all understand that type of fandom. And it goes for Taylor Swift. It goes to Beyonce. It goes to whoever.
Yes.
I just hate it. I really don't like that.
And if you listen to this and you do this, honestly, that's just, it is what it is, you know?
I mean, like, yeah, I feel like I, the same way that these people, like, people are entitled to be Swifties
in
the Beehive, whatever, I can also say my opinion that I just don't really like people that are so overly
crazy fans. Yeah,
over stands. Like one person.
That's a stan.
But to the point to where, like, they're obsessed, not just the music and what they put out and appreciative or whatever. It's like they're, it's like an obsession to the next level.
Yeah. Speaking of obsession and fandom, The Weeknd is one of my favorite artists. I know many people might not like him or whatever, but I like his music because of how it makes me feel, right?
Mm-hmm.
So one day I went to, his second album came out called Kissland, right? I went to that, to that show in Seattle, and there was a guy in line dressed up as The Weeknd, had the same haircut as The Weeknd, same facial hair. That's like next level weird. Like, the fact, okay, you can appreciate the music and all that, but like, to the point where you want to look like that person? To me,
it's weird.
To me, that's a little weird. I just remembered that day because we were talking about like fandom and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, we can make more music podcast episodes because I like it. I enjoy it, mm-hmm. clearly. I feel like you do too. We can talk about that for a little
longer. Yeah, I need to start saving my artists to like actually have something to tell you.
Yeah.
I have yet to go to a jazz club. I've been trying to get my friends, including Yoni, to come with me to a jazz club because that's the type of shit that I like. I like jazz. I like house music. I like what is it called? Bossa Nova.
Bossa Nova. Yeah, you like rap every once in a while at the gym too.
Yeah, but it's not something that I'm like putting on listening to. Except you love, like, I would listen to J. Cole. I would listen to Aminé.
Yeah, Aminé is one of my favorite artists.
Yeah, really, me really too. Good. But
very colorful, very bright, very happy type of rap.
Yeah.
Very different than the older, like,
generation of rappers that is more of like the...
Yeah, yeah, it's more like hardcore, but they still exist today. But I'm just saying, like, yeah, he's very, like, kind of like Tyler, the Creator, you know what I mean? Like, they're very, like, they're grown men taking care of business, but they're colorful and they're happy and they're truly being themselves. And I love that.
There's some type of like not femininity, but like less masculinity presence.
Oh, yes.
in there.
Yeah,
which so I like.
Me too.
But anyways, guys, I think we're gonna wrap it up here because now we just went off on a random tangent. But let us know what you guys thought about the episode. I feel like we touched on some things that maybe were a little ambiguous and hard to describe. I was trying to figure out what I was trying to say in terms of like when somebody wears something like this, it says this about them. And again, not at all saying you wear what you want that looks good on you. I'm not saying that if I see you wear something, because that's why I can't even put it to words. It's just like connections that I've made in my head and associations of like someone expressing themselves in a certain way in their appearance tells me certain things about their lifestyle.
But then again, we don't know.
And I actually don't know. This is all just out of my head.
Yes, we don't actually. Just because you wore this doesn't mean I'm like this, honestly.
You're right.
Because I feel like in the episode, we said that so much as if like that's a fact. Like, you wear Birkis, you wear Converse, you're this type of person. They might
no,
not be.
But it's also not just one item. It's I the know, way it's you put things together
with other things.
Because you can wear Birkenstocks and actually be a vegan granola type of person.
Okay.
Or.
No, I think that's.
No, you know what I'm talking about. No,
I get what you're talking about, but there's a lot of different people who wear those shoes. But it's about how you put it together with other things.
Yeah, but I get it. What I'm saying, you get what I'm saying. Why did you like seem as if I said some offensive shit just now?
No, because I for some reason I thought about you say someone who's wearing Birkenstocks can be a vegan, but then someone who wears that could be anybody. Someone can wear those shoes who only drinks water. Like, it doesn't. Was someone You get what I'm saying?
No, because it's just hard for me to explain since I can't show you, like, this person gives me vegan vibes and this person gives me, like, I eat caviar. You know what I mean?
No,
based
I get
on what someone wears, sometimes it gives me this, I perceive them in a certain way in terms of, like, they would like to do these types of things versus they would like to do these types of things.
It's what you pair with that.
Yes. And these are just connections that I made in my own head. Not that only vegans wear Birkenstocks, because obviously we're not vegan and we wear Birkenstocks all the time. Yeah. But you can wear Birkenstocks with, like, skinny jeans or, like, leggings, or you can wear Birkenstocks with, like, a flowy pant, like a
something a little more baggy,
a little bit more baggy, but it's like a straight cut and it cuts at the ankle, and it's like a faded green thing,
you know, and then
you have, like, bangles, you know, and then maybe you have, like, a crystal at your neck. That gives me something else,
some, like, hippie shit. What did I say? Hippie.
Okay, I'm going to wrap it up here because I feel like I'm just going to keep talking in circles.
Yeah.
But please, if you listen to this,
goes again,
let me know in the comments if you at all get what I'm saying.
I think if you've ever made
associations about certain people, and I, again, don't know if they're right or wrong, but.
Yeah. And I agree with you. I don't know if it seemed like I'm like where I was agreeing with this.
Yeah. It's just kind of an ambiguous, like, thing to say.
Yeah.
Especially when you don't have examples. And I'm also not trying to, like, say someone's doing something because they're wearing something. What should people comment if they don't have anything to say about that? I think you should comment, what's, like, a story that we told on the podcast today?
Today? I think if you got to the end of this episode, please comment. Huh. You know, just let us know what you thought about this episode.
Yeah, honestly. Or tell us if you've ever, like, experienced an identity crisis. If you've ever experienced an identity crisis yourself, and if you have recovered.
If you have recovered.
And that's about it for today's episode.
I kind of want to find a good word, though. Like, a good word for the end of the episode, no?
I don't know. Hippie?
Hippie, no.
No, that's a weird thing to comment.
Yeah.
But we also got to wrap it up, so. Because we got to go over to Patreon, and we're going to do Q&A part 2 from last week. If you're a Patreon member, last week we did a question and answers. Very fun. You guys asked us so many good questions. In case someone doesn't know what a Q&A is. Mm-hmm. And we're going to just do part 2 and answer more of your questions. Because we always, like, or at least I always, go on a tangent. And end up making one question 20 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm going to try my best. Today, we're going to do rapid fire, okay?
Okay, we're going to do rapid fire. Let us know what you think of this episode. As always, thank you very much. Shout out to your dog. My name is Yoni Ikoro, your favorite host in the world. And we are signing off.
Yeah, remember to follow us on all the things in the
Follow me on Instagram. I need 100,000 followers, okay?
And follow the pod and share with your friends. And we really appreciate you for tuning in today.
Okay.
See you guys next week.
Bye. See you.
Bye.